Get your health back with Dr. Mack. Dr. Greg McWhorter is a chiropractic physician serving the Sun City West Valley area for over 30 years. He has an extensive background in structural care techniques, nutritional therapy, naturopathy, and acupuncture with a focus on wellness programs and preventative health care. Here's Dr. Mack.
Today, I'd like to talk about the most common physical complaint in healthcare. I gave tips about keeping our knees, feet, and hips mobile last segment. This part of the body, however, is the most important. Can you guess? Well, if you sit long enough and think about it, you'll get the answer. That's right, it's your lower back. Low back pain is the most sought-after treatment in our day-to-day physical activities. As we discussed earlier, the feet, knees, and hips all help protect the lower back from damage. However, as soon as you sit, it's all up to the lower back to do the work. Here's a fact. If you're sitting more hours than you sleep, then you have a condition known as sitting disease. That's right. It's a diagnosis used to treat low back pain. The fact that 80% of U.S. workers sit the entire workday gives us an idea of how easy sitting disease can develop. A recent study showed that sitting between 8 and 13 hours a day is connected to over 34 chronic diseases. Some of the most common are high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, weight gain, depression, and hip and knee surgeries. Here are a few self-help facts to avoid sitting disease and the health problems it leads to. First, make sure you sleep on a good firm mattress. This will relieve the stress on the lower back that you put on while sitting. Wearing good lace support shoes with corrective soft inserts will reduce low back pressure as you walk and sit. Avoid crossing your legs and ankles while you sit, and try to keep your knees higher than your hips while sitting. For every hour you sit, you must stand up and walk around for 5 to 10 minutes. One of my favorites is don't sit if you can lie down. Try lying down to read, relax, watch TV, doing computer time, or while on the phone. Just 30 minutes a day of lying flat on the bed or floor can reduce and reverse the negative effects of sitting disease. Till next time, this is Dr. Mack. Be well.